We're going to enjoy ourselves as we join together in worship. I've got a couple of notices. First, next week will include communion. So that's the second Sunday in the month. So if you can get ready for communion next week, that will be wonderful. I also want to share with you that the online ministry, or inline ministry, today after this service is Why Does God Allow Suffering? And it does give us some good advice, so you might like to listen to that also. And the last one, special prayer for Stuart and Jean. Stuart came home on Monday and they have carers coming in 4 times a day. Maybe a bit of a shock for Stuart, but I'm so glad for Jean because it was very difficult for her. So they are now getting the attention that they need. I ask you to continue to pray for them. Now we're going to sing our first song, a favourite of many of us, O Lord my God, you know how great thou art.
Take me home. what joy will fill my heart. Then I'm gonna bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. This sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
We come to you, Lord, in prayer. We come to praise you. We come to thank you. We come to thank you for your love and to tell you that we love you. We cannot do without you in our life. For you are our guide, you are our comforter, you are our healer. You're there for us through all times. You are our rock. And sometimes, Lord, when things get difficult, we forget that you're there for us, but we know you are still there for us, and you are looking after us, providing for us, and you are walking with us. And so, Lord, we just want to say at the beginning of this service, we praise you, O God. We thank you, for there is no one else like you. Amen. Now we're going to sing the song For the Joys and For the Sorrows. We have Jesus.
Joys and for the sorrows, the best and worst of times, for this moment, for tomorrow, for all that lies behind. Fears the crowd around me, for the failure of my plans, for the dreams of all I hope. For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, I have Jesus. For the tears that flow in secret, in the broken times, and for the moments of elation, all the troubled mind, for all the disappointments, all the sting of all regrets, that seem unanswered yet. For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, I have Jesus. Of my body, the burdens of each day, for the nights of doubt and worry when sleep has fled away, needing reassurance and the will to start again, a steely-eyed endurance, strength to fight and win. For this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus, I have Jesus, for this I have Jesus.
Today's reading is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 1 to 22. To God's elect, strangers in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, who've been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through the sanctifying work of the Spirit, for obedience to Jesus Christ, and sprinkled by his blood. Grace and peace be yours in abundance. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine, and may result in praise, glory, and honour when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him, and even though you do not see him now, you believe in him, and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who spoke of the grace that was to come to you searched intently and with the greatest care, trying to find out the time and circumstances to which the Spirit of Christ in them was pointing when he predicted the suffering of Christ and the glories that would follow. It was revealed to them that they were not serving themselves but you, when they spoke of the things that have now been told you by those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Even angels long to look into these things. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, "Be holy, because I am holy." Since you call on a Father who judges each man's work impartially, live your lives as strangers here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, and so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart.
We come to the Lord in prayer. We come to give to him our thoughts, our needs, our hopes. And God will always listen and answer in accordance with his will our prayers. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the world you have created. We ask that you will give wisdom to all who are in authority in all nations. We pray for the United Kingdom. We pray for those in authority in Wales, in Scotland, in Northern Ireland, in England. Lord, we thank you that all the leaders can turn to you and receive your guidance. So, Lord, we pray that they will be willing to do just that, to accept your wisdom, to accept your leadership. Lord, we pray for our own country. We want to thank you first and foremost for all those that are there to serve us. We have a wonderful national NHS, National Health Service. We have lovely hospitals, clinics, doctors, nurses. We have a good police force. We have a good fire service. We have organisations like the Red Cross and many more. We have volunteers, Lord. Oh Lord, what will we do without those volunteers? And so Lord, we want to thank you for all the people and all the organisations that are there to help us. We rejoice in their goodness to us. And Lord, as we continue in prayer, we want to pray for each other. We want to pray for Jean and Stuart. And we thank you for the carers that are coming in each day. Lord, be with Stuart. Be his healer. Be his comfort. And Lord, we thank you that now in some ways Jean is having a bit of a rest. And we pray, Lord, for her. We pray for their family. And Lord, we want to bring each other to you. You know us, Lord. We don't need to name you this morning. We don't need to name them because you know them. You love each one of us, Lord. And Lord, we want each of us to believe that you love us. You know about us. You care for us. You provide for us. And although, Lord, at times we might find things difficult, Although at times we might feel that we're on our own, Lord, you know that you know all about us. We have no secrets from you, and you know about our hopes, you know about our fears, our joys, our disappointments. You know all about our innermost needs. And so, Lord, we thank you. We bring each other without knowing to you. And we ask, Lord, that you would be our companion, that you would be all that we need, both for us personally and for all our family and friends. For you know them too, and you know how anxious we are for many of them. So, Lord, bless your church at the Willows. Bless each and every member, and help us all to be loyal to you. Help us to keep a strong faith. And Lord, concerning the COVID virus, we pray that people that have it might get rid of it, that they might be cured. For those, Lord, that have had their vaccination, we thank you. For those who are waiting for their vaccination, Lord, give to them patience. But we thank you, Lord, that the vaccinations are on the increase and that more are being made available. And so, Lord, we pray that you would, in our world, that you would, in our country, defeat the devil on this particular evil. Lord, we want rid of this COVID virus, and we bring that to you as our earnest prayer. We pray for those that have lost loved ones. We pray for those ferns that are struggling, for those ferns that are dying. And Lord, we pray that you would meet the needs, not only of people, but of organisations, of companies, whatever the need. But Lord, help us to believe in you. Help us to put our trust in you. For you are indeed a wonderful God. And we bring our prayers, including our private prayers that no one else will hear. We bring them all to you in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Now we're going to sing the song, Jesus Put This Song Into Our Hearts. And it's amazing, isn't it, how music can help us through this difficult time.
Come on, you folks on the floor, don't let me down. This is a dancing song, or at least a little bit of a move. Here we go. Jesus put this song. Here we go.
Jesus put this song into our hearts. Jesus put this song into our hearts. It's a song of joy no one can take away. Jesus put this song. Taught us how to be a family.
message today is called hope. We need hope, don't we? We should have hope. Our hope should be in the Lord, because we have so much to bear at the present time. And so, looking at the reading that Richard read to us from 1 Peter chapter 1, number 1, verses 3 and 4, we are to live in hope. Now, for the Christian, hope is a living hope, because it is grounded in the living Word of God, and it was made possible by the living Son of God, who rose from the dead. A living hope is one that has life in it, and therefore can give life to us as well. Because it has life, it grows and it becomes greater and more beautiful as time goes on. Peter called this kind of hope an inheritance. And as children of the King, we share his inheritance in glory. How amazing is that, my friend? So live in hope. Number 2, we are to live in holiness, verses 14 and 15. God's holiness is an essential part of his nature. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Any holiness we have in character and conduct must, of course, be derived from him. Basically, to be sanctified means to be set apart for God's exclusive use and pleasure. And when years ago at lunchtime I sat in St. Paul's Cathedral prayer chapel, I knew then that the Lord was setting me apart, and his action was then confirmed by a fellowship of Christians. So basically, to be sanctified means to be set apart for God's inclusive use and pleasure. And then number 3, we are to live in harmony. Verse 22. We express the same love. And Peter uses 2 words for love. Philadelphia, which is brotherly love, and agape, which is God-like sacrificial love. And it is important that we share both kinds of love. We share brotherly love because we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We share agape love because we belong to God. By nature, we are all selfish. So it took a miracle of God to give us this love. It is spiritual love and sincere love. It is a fervent love which breaks all barriers and reaches out to the lost. And we have 2 wonderful assistants to help us reach out to the lost. We have the Word of God, and we have the Spirit of God. So the message: live in hope, live in holiness, live in harmony. I want to share a little prayer with you, and then I have something special to read to you. Thank you, Lord, for the Word of God and for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Help us not to lose heart during difficult times, but instead to believe in ourselves and also to believe in you. Amen. First of all, in difficult times, don't lose hope. Tough times come to everyone, because life always has its ups and downs amidst the turmoil and the storm. All we can do is to hold on strong. Don't lose hope, just give it some time. And I know you'll reach the other side. When where the sun is shining, the picture is clear. Where the dawn is breaking and a new day is near. So, though things may look cloudy, it's only for a while. For there's a light shining at the end of this tunnel. And I know that you've got what it takes to endure till you reach a bright new day. I know you're strong and I believe in you. And I'm standing right beside you with my thoughts and prayers. And then, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself and in your dream. Though impossible things may seem, someday, somehow, you'll get through to the goal you have in view. Mountains fall and seas divide before the one who is in his stride. Take a hard road day by day, sweeping obstacles away. We're thinking of you. Believe in yourself and believe in your God. And now we're going to sing the song, Lord of All Hopefulness. Let us pray. Lord our God, we thank you for love. We thank you that you love us. We know, Lord, that we love you At times it may seem that our love seems weak. The Lord, we put our hope in you, and that might at times seem weak. But Lord, who else is there? If we put our hope in you, we know the future will shine. Lord, we ask now that you will draw near to us, that you will comfort us, that you will give us your peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit, be with us and with our loved ones, both now and forevermore. Amen.
From heaven, this isn't second guessing. We know that we are protected. May the peace that surpasses all understanding be our message. Grace and favors in your nature, in your essence.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations,
and your family, and your children,
and the children,
and the children.
May his favor be upon you and a thousand generations.